I think we should just listen to, I can't really kick off about them not giving us a question, can I? If I don't then play out the question being asked by LBC's brilliant... Oh, I think Aggie's on the line. So, Aggie, over to you.
Hello, James. Yes, I have just... Keir Starmer has just finished speaking, and he did this press conference. A lot of it was to talk really about Nigel Farage and his fantasy politics, almost like Liz Truss, as he said. But I also asked him this question about this ad that has been up in Scotland, and it claims that Anas Sawa wanted to prioritise the Pakistani community, and Farage made this defence of it on Tuesday, saying it was Sawa that introduced sectarianism into Scottish politics. I asked Keir Starmer for his response, and this is what he said.
What we've seen with reform in Scotland in relation to this particular video is manipulation. And it is, as ever, with reformer Nigel Farage, trying to divide people with a toxic divide and to poison our politics. And I think our politics is above that. And that's why I think it's absolutely right that Anas Sawa has called this out for what it is. It is toxic divide. It is introducing poison into our politics. And that is exactly what turns people off politics. And that is why restoring trust to politics is so important to my project and the project of Scottish Labour. Thank you.
So poison in politics, pretty strong language there from the Prime Minister. But as I say, a lot of this was about Liz Truss. A lot of this was about the economic competence of Nigel Farage. I did also ask him, James, whether or not he was elevating Nigel Farage, whether or not it was a good idea for him to be making a speech about Nigel Farage 4 years out from a general election. He didn't actually answer that one.
That's a very good question. He probably doesn't have an answer. So the video is doctored, is it, to make it look like Sawa is saying something that he hasn't actually said?
So he doesn't say that. Anas Sawa doesn't say that in the
He doesn't say the thing that he's accused of saying. Right.
No. Well, no. And basically, but Nigel Farage played out this ad at press conference earlier in the week when Natasha Clark, our political editor, asked him about it. So he obviously wasn't embarrassed and, as I say, launched this staunch defence of it on Tuesday.
Okay. Aggie Chambray, LBC's political correspondent, reporting from the northwest of England, where Keir Starmer has been delivering a speech. More on that, no doubt, later in the day on LBC, but it's Thursday, it's 12 noon. You know what that means. It's Mystery Hour after this.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and
play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at midday, figures seen by LBC show a steep increase in the number of children being caught with knives in schools. There were more than 2,300 cases in the last full school year, a rise of 60% over 2 years. Some involved children as young as nine. 14-year-old Ricardo says he is aware of five people who've been stabbed.
They know that, like, other young people are carrying knives. They feel like they need it for safety. It's kind of like a cycle, like... If I see someone with a knife, I'm going to want one to protect myself, and then the next person, and the next person.
Ministers say they are working to halve knife crime in a decade. Sir Keir Starmer has attacked Nigel Farage's spending plans, describing them as a mad experiment. He's accused the Reform UK leader of promoting fantasy policies that would lead to a Liz Truss-style economic crisis. Mr Farage set out a series of proposals this week, including raising the basic rate tax threshold. The Prime Minister says Reform is prepared to gamble with the public finances.
Can you trust him with your future? Can you trust him with your jobs? Can you trust him with your mortgages, your pensions, your bills? And he gave the answer on Tuesday. A resounding no.
Reform says the comments are a desperate attack from a party behind in the polls. Businesses are facing further uncertainty after a US court blocked President Trump's trade tariffs. Judges have ruled Mr. Trump overstepped his authority when he used emergency powers to impose the levies. The White House has promised to appeal. An AI face-swapping app, described as dangerous, has been removed from Apple's App Store following an LBC investigation. Social media adverts showed it being used to put children's faces onto sexualized images of adults. LBC's Alan Zizinski reports.
We exposed how these promotions were being run across TikTok by this app, which we've not been naming to avoid driving traffic towards it, advertising how it could be used to insert photos of children into adult scenes. Charities branded that horrifying, warning and said that it encouraged offenders to create their own abuse images. And now TikTok has taken those ads down, while Apple has removed the entire app from its store.
And an iconic sound could be returning to London's buses. That original Routemaster sound indicated when a bus was about to take off, reminding passengers to hold on. It'll be trialled along with other options to see if it helps reduce trips and falls. In the city, the FTSE 100 a short time ago was trading down 2 points at 87.23. The pound buys $1.34 and a euro 19. LBC weather, cloud and patchy rain for many places this afternoon, but sunny spells developing in central and western areas. A high of 23 degrees. From Global's newsroom for LBC, I'm Thomas Watt.
Next time you walk their dog or feed their cat, when you pop by for a cuppa or just stop for a chat, tell your friends about Pension Credit. They could be missing out on an average of over £4,000 per year to boost their pension income. Pension Credit also unlocks other support like help with heating costs, council tax, and a free TV licence for people over 75. Tell them to search for Pension Credit on gov.uk. Pension Credit. Credit where credit's due. Eligibility criteria apply.
This is LBC from Global. Leading Britain's conversation, Mystery Hour with James O'Brien.
It's 5 minutes after 12. It's your weekly opportunity to achieve the sort of satisfaction not ordinarily available anywhere else on your radio dial. There's a mystery bubbling away in the back of your brain, a conundrum causing you confusion, a riddle unsolved. And somewhere in the audience for this programme is the person who constitutes the answer to your dreams, the person who can provide you with the sort of satisfaction not ordinarily seen anywhere else on your radio dial. Someone will know the answer, and that is really what happens for the next hour. Someone asks a question, then someone asks an answer. I can only go so far in trying to make it sound like the best thing since sliced bread, but the true test is, you know, the true test of the pudding is in the eating, and it is rather special. You will, for example, almost certainly laugh out loud between now and 1 o'clock. And you will also come away at 1 o'clock with more knowledge than you have now at 6 minutes after 12. How useful that knowledge is, I cannot say. But it exists, and it is yours for the asking, for the taking, for the prizing. If you are lucky enough to make my favourite contribution of the day, and it reminds me of my funny text feature. So that, I think that's what we call it. Should we call it the funny text feature? So I got another one, but I've lost it. It was from, I think it was Sue, who was talking about the woke roundabout that featured in Woke Watch, and said, well, we've had whataboutery, now it's time for roundaboutery, which I thought was really good, actually. I thought it was a lovely wordplay. So that is currently leading on my text, what did I call it? The funny text feature. That's my favourite funny text so far of the day, overtaking Mark, who texted much earlier to say, we should bring Marc Francois back, or we should put Marc Francois in charge, not to save the Tory party, just for my personal entertainment. Well, mine too. Actually, as it goes. 7 after 12 is the time. If you do make my favourite contribution of the day during Mystery Hour exclusively, then you will win a Mystery Hour board game. Full terms and conditions for that are at lbc.co.uk. If you want to get your hands on a Mystery Hour board game, then you need to go to mysteryhour.co.uk. What is not to like? It's all going on. I think we'll just crack on, shall we? 8 minutes after 12. There's three phone lines free. That always happens when I do something a bit different just before the 12 o'clock, because we went to Aggie. So there are three phone lines free. Some people are ringing in. It can get quite confusing. I glance at my screen wondering who's up next to talk to me about knife crime, and I see something like, I see a question about cucumbers. I think, what's that got to do with knife crime? But of course, it means that people are usually getting in there early on Mystery Hour. And quite a few of you, Timothy most obviously, picking up on a single line there in Thomas's news bulletin that me and Keith picked up on as well. I thought it was a felicitous choice of words when he talked about a bus taking off. Oh, well, that's one way around traffic jams, isn't it? That I mean, it's got a touch of the Back to the Futures to it, but if Sadiq Khan could introduce buses that take off, he'd probably win a fourth term in City Hall. 8 minutes after 12 is the time. Phone lines are open, and Josh is in Liverpool. Josh, question or answer?
Hi, James, mate. I've got a question, please. If you don't mind, I just wanted to say, firstly, thank you for being a voice for the voiceless often. You're one of my idols.
Well, that's what a lovely thing to say, Josh. Thank you,
yeah,
mate.
You're up there with my brother and Larry David.
Wow, that is the highest of praise. Top man. Thank you.
But my question was, when did we start celebrating our birthdays yearly? But I mean, I thought there's some, you know, we obviously Jesus year on year, and maybe it's from that. But I've got friends from other cultures and backgrounds.
Yeah,
they don't, but they couldn't explain whether it was a religious thing or from the country.
Well, they don't celebrate their own birthdays every year.
Well, they do because they're born here. But to my friend from Somalia, and he said he doesn't celebrate his birthday year on year. But I've got a lot of friends who are from different heritages and stuff who do celebrate their birthday yearly. But whether that's because they're, you know,
so
they're
when
British.
Did we start? So it's a really good question. That I mean, I can't believe we've not done it before because it's so
well,
good.
Well, I've heard every single episode.
Have you?
Hour, and I've not had an answer.
Blimey heck.
I've not heard it come up. I think it's the first.
Well, no, I mean, it must be. When did we start celebrating our birthdays annually? We've done. We've done. I tell you what, we have done. Why do we start at one and not zero, as it were? So I can't remember what that one was. I don't know why I've introduced it into the conversation.
It was going.
So I'll just shut up now, Josh. Seriously, and I'll put your question on the board. When did we start celebrating our birthdays annually? Well, great question. 0345 6060973. I probably linked to literacy. If you can't read and write, then you can't really keep track of the date. You don't know when you were born, and if you don't know exactly when you were born, then you wouldn't be able to celebrate your birthday on an annual basis. But that's not going to be a definitive answer. What a lovely question. What a lovely compliment. Regards to your brother, Josh. Sounds like a top lad. Paul's in the Dordogne. Paul, question or answer?
It's a question, please, James.
Carry on, Paul.
I'm sitting here in the sunshine in just outside Brieve.
Lovely.
And I've been down to the local supermarket to pick up the baguettes and what have you. And the vegetable area is, as always in France, an utter delight. Millions of different choices of tomatoes and everything you could possibly wish. And the cucumbers are sitting there looking wonderful. So it's a cucumber-related question.
Oh.
And the thing is that they're none of them coated in plastic. And if you go into your local supermarket in the UK, and it's quite a recent thing,
is it?
That you suddenly find, I'm old and decrepit, and I never used to find cucumbers covered in plastic. And now they've got like giant condoms. You can't get them off. They sit there and they make a cucumber horrible.
They're manky old things, aren't they? The sheaths for cucumbers.
That's what they are here, but they didn't used to be.
No.
And so I'm wondering if it's a Brexit benefit.
It is.
Whether we're now able to coat cucumbers with plastic.
No, the opposite. I think it is. I mean, people are going to shoot me for this, Paul, but you've led me down this. I think it is linked to Brexit. I grow my own cucumbers.
Yeah, but when the season's right.
Oh, well, obviously.
But the rest of the year,
Morrison's. Or actually, Aldi opens next week in my neck of the woods, which does not sound quite as pleasant as yours at the moment, I must concede, much as I love it. But they dehydrate very, very quickly, cucumbers.
Are they the only things? I mean, courgettes they don't coat in.
No, but
plastic.
I can only start with cucumbers. They die. I dehydrate. A cucumber dehydrates like you would not believe. And because we now have diminished supply chains, then we will be wrapping our cucumbers in plastic to make them look nice for longer on the shelves. Whereas in the Dordogne, they're turning over the cucumbers so quickly that the fresh ones are arriving tomorrow as soon as yesterday's ones have gone. So you don't have the same problem.
So you think it's a shorter supply chain? We don't have glass houses
I think since Brexit we're probably I mean, any greengrocer, it may get better again now that we're sort of making things easier under the terms of the last deal, but the only possible answer to this is that they dehydrate really quickly, so they wrap them in plastic, which means that they're going to be staying on the shelves longer in an English supermarket than they are in a French one. I'm going to go definitive on this.
All right, then.
It's Lidl, not Aldi, Paul. I can't believe you distressed. It's Lidl that's opening in Brentford next week, not Aldi. I don't know where I got Aldi from. It's Lidl, Lidl.
I'm a long way from Brentford.
You make that sound philosophical.
At this precise moment, I'm not in a desperate hurry to go back there. It's about 34 down there.
Well, it's the place to be at the moment. Some people are a bit unhappy with the gentrification, but as a member of the gentry, I'm delighted by it. I'm going to give myself a round of applause, Paul. Are you satisfied with that answer? I know that it's correct. I think we've done it before.
I'm just about. Yeah, I could believe it.
Thank you.
That.
That's what it may all not right, be linked to Brexit, much. But it is linked to the shelf life and the turnover. And the key word here is dehydration. Thank you very much. Paddy's in Thornton Le Dale. Paddy, question or answer?
It's a question, James.
Carry on, Paddy.
Please don't take the mick out of me this time.
What happened last time?
I was the hill guy.
What? Oh, yeah. Just remind me of that question.
Why do hills look shallower on old photographs?
Yeah. And what was the answer?
They do. And it's because of the depth in the old photographs, the way they were taking the photos.
Yeah, no, well, I was wrong to take the mickey out of you. That's why I asked for it, wasn't I? Because it was actually a really interesting answer to a question that and you know this, Paddy, if I mock a question, it's me that ends up looking like a mug, not the person that asked the question.
And that's true, James.
That was a classic.
I just wanted to say that because this is another silly question.
Go on then, I'll be the judge of that.
So, I've got two young daughters, and they love spinning around and making themselves dizzy.
Yes.
But if I ever do that, I feel sick and it's horrible.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, like, why do kids like it and grown-ups not like it? And then I think, is there any benefits to it? For example, you say, give your head a wobble.
I do.
Could that be actually a really good thing to do?
I like this question. Because for me, it was about the roller coasters.
Yeah.
I used to love going on roller coasters when I was a kid. I mean, really love it. My idea of heaven would be when I get into Alton Towers. Not Alton Towers, the West Midland Safari Park, which is just around the corner from where I grew up. I didn't care about the animals. I could take or leave a zebra, but if I could get on the fairground area of it, they had one. What was it called? Oh, it wasn't a corkscrew. That was at Alton Towers. I absolutely loved them. And now, with a couple of exceptions, I find the Disney ones are quite pleasant, probably because you feel so safe. I just feel so sick. I go on a waltzer and I think I'm going to lose my lunch. And I used to act, so something must change as we age, to our balance or our ears. It's usually that part of the body, isn't it, that responds to dizziness.
Yeah.
And
do you reckon you could practice it? Could you, like,
get better at it?
Possibly.
So roly-poly down a hill. And feel awful on a Monday, but could do it every day, and by the weekend you're fine.
Sounds like a scientific experiment's needed.
I'm not doing it. You're our hill expert, Paddy. I'll leave it up to our resident hill expert. But yeah, that's another thing you'd do. You would enjoy it. Like he says, you do the thing with the broom. Remember, you spin around with the broom, and then you fall all over the place. You think it's hilarious. Now you just feel rotten. Why do adults hate being dizzy and kids apparently love it? 0345 6060973. That's a lovely question. It's ticking over nicely today, so I'm going to head for a break. You've got two phone lines that you can grab as soon as Paddy frees up the one that he's just used. It's 12:17.
This is LBC. For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
With Little Plus Fruity Super Spin, simply shop and spin to win a free fresh fruit coupon with every shop. Download the Little Plus app to get by switching to the Retail Industry Awards Fresh Produce Retailer of the Year. 18 plus GB residents, various prizes available, subject to availability. Ends 4th of the 6/25. Full T's and C's apply. See little.co.uk/spin.
Search Kayak for great deals on Wait, that doesn't say flights. Search Kayak for great deals on car hire? With Kayak, you can compare hundreds of car rental sites to find great deals. Even better, you see costs up front. And if it's flexibility you're after, Kayak's got a handy free cancellation filter. Lovely stuff. So next time you're searching for car hire, at home or for your holes, search Kayak and go see for yourself.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. My Claim Group is working hard to help. So, even if you've forgotten your details, make sure you check. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Mystery Hour with James O'Brien. This is LBC.
It's 18 minutes after 12. You're listening to James O'Brien on LBC, where questions already in need of an answers are about birthdays, cucumbers and dizziness. I don't know if anyone could knit all three into an amusing anecdote. We will never find out. I'm going to crack on, I think. David is in Richmond. David, question or answer?
A question, James.
Carry on, David.
I've been planting runner beans in the allotment, and you know you put up a netting for them to grow up.
Yeah.
I've noticed that all the stalks curl round clockwise as they grow up.
Oh.
And I wondered if, I mean, it must be something to do with the sun. They're growing towards the sun.
Yeah.
But in the southern hemisphere, do they grow the other way? Like water going down a plug hole.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to picture it. So is it like a spiral?
Yeah, they spiral up as, you know, they grow about 6 foot tall and the stalks are really thin. They hang on to the netting.
Yeah.
Or the poles, and they spiral around
and
clockwise.
It's always clockwise. So if you were in New Zealand, would your run of beans be spiraling the other way around?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Is it something in the genes of the plant? And so they all do that all over the world, or are they growing towards the sun so that, you know,
I don't know. Well, obviously I don't know. But why do they grow clockwise might be the question. Because if someone is listening in New Zealand and they don't grow differently there, they grow the same, then we want to know why they grow clockwise, why they spiral in a clockwise direction.
Yeah.
I'm getting very chill about mystery out these days. I used to be very strict, David. I used to have all sorts of rules in place, but over the years I've both mellowed and forgotten them. So now I'm happy to have both of those running at the same time. Why do they grow in a clockwise direction, and or do they grow in an anti-clockwise direction in the southern hemisphere?
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you, mate. 21 minutes after 12 is the time. Steve's in Salford, but my sister is in Kidderminster, and both of them have been in touch to tell me that the roller coaster I was thinking of was the Cobra. The Cobra. God, those were happy days. The Cobra was a wonderful roller coaster. And Steve goes further than my sister by pointing out that it's still operating in the Philippines. I did know that. I haven't checked recently, but I do remember when it got taken down from West Midland Safari Park and exported to an amusement park in the Philippines. Who knew that there was a market for second-hand roller coasters? But there is. So, yes, it was indeed the Cobra. Well done, everybody. And a couple of clarifications on my question about being able to take or leave a zebra. Bruce and Graham would like me to point out that you are not actually allowed to take zebras or zebras from West Midland Safari Park or anywhere else, I think, is probably the case. It was just a figure of speech. Mick's in Basingstoke. Mick, question or answer?
Hi, James. Long time no speak. Question.
Go on, mate.
It struck me that why is Liverpool called Liverpool when the most famous building in the city is called the Liver Building and not the Liver Building?
Liver. Is it a river? Is there a river Liver? A Liver River gives me a shiver. Don't do that.
No, it's the Mersey, isn't it?
No, I know it is the Mersey, but that's not the only river in the world. I mean, what is a liver pool? It sounds a bit Anglo-Saxon, that, doesn't it? Pool, when it's in a word. So what's the liver bit of the pool? The liver pool?
Yeah, why isn't it liver pool?
Well, it may have been to start with. If it was the liver, it's the liver birds as well, isn't it? The liver liver.
It's the liver birds, yeah.
Liverpool. Liverpool. Often words just soften over the years, don't they? Liverpool is much easier to say than Liverpool.
Yeah, I guess.
It is. I mean, try it. Liverpool. You've got to change your mouth like that. Liverpool. Calm down. I will try. I can find out for you. So it's the Liver Building and the Liver Birds, but it's Liverpool. Why?
Yeah, that's it.
Liver and onions. Okay, you're on. Thank you, mate. I like it. 12:23 is the time. Dawn is in Lee, in South London. Dawn, question or answer?
I've got an answer for you, James.
Thank you, Dawn.
It's to the question of why do we feel dizzy as adults, but we don't feel dizzy as children?
Well, it's not so much that as why we hate it when we're adults and we love it when we're kids.
Okay, well, it's because when you're a kid, the fluid inside your ears is very thin.
Is it?
So it's a bit like water. So if you turn a bottle of water upside down and then you turn it back the right way up, the fluid in your ear, the water in the bottle, goes straight back down where it came from.
Yes.
So you can be twisted upside down and the right way up a dozen times and there's no lasting impact. As an adult, the fluid in your ears is much thicker. So it's like really thick honey or treacle. And when we're turned upside down, it takes a long time for that fluid to be displaced. And while that fluid is moving, we feel a bit unsteady and a bit out of sorts. When we then turn it back the other way up, it feels a long time for the fluid to then come back and settle. And in those in-between times, our body feels kind of slightly odd and off on a wonk.
Yeah, I like that answer, because, I mean, there will be some exceptions to it, will there? Will there be some adults who've still got relatively thin fluid?
I imagine there is a certain amount of discrepancy, but not huge.
Because I'm getting a few people telling me that they're quite old and they still love roller coasters.
Oh, well, possibly then.
Kim is obviously familiar with West Midlands Safari Park. It was the Cobra, James. It did two circuits. The second was backwards. My mum hated it due to having a balance issue due to hearing loss, which plays into your explanation a bit, doesn't it? Whereas Dad never outgrew roller coasters and was very disappointed to be denied riding the waltzers when he was terminally ill. Blimey. So it is all about fluid in the ears. Can you remember what the fluid's called?
I can't, I'm afraid.
Ear fluid. Ear fluid, I think.
That's right, yeah.
Qualifications, Dawn?
A friend of mine who was a nurse told me about 10 years ago when my 5-year-old daughter at the time was turning upside down frequently and I felt sick.
Yeah, that's perfect. Have a round of applause on me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. 12:25 is the time. You're listening to James O'Brien on LBC. Mystery Hour's underway. David's in Edgeware. David, question or answer?
Hi, James. It's a question.
Carry on.
I want to know, what is the contingency, if anything, for Wimbledon, which is coming up, obviously?
Yes.
If it literally
French
just
French Open's underway. No one told me. I didn't even notice. It's extraordinary. Anyway, sorry.
Oh, it is indeed, yeah. No one really cares until Wimbledon comes around.
Well, you could say that. I couldn't make a comment.
So if it just rains for 2 weeks solidly, what are they going to do?
It's gone on beyond the second Sunday in the past.
Yes, a little bit, but not a lot. And I assume, I don't know that much about tennis, but I know their schedules are quite tight. There's, you know, you can't necessarily just add another 2 weeks.
Well,
to
it gets a lot easier if you
tournament.
Get, yeah, I mean, it get obviously with each passing round, there's a lot fewer matches to play, so it does get easier. But then you've got to factor in the mixed doubles and the doubles and all the, you know.
Literally 2 weeks, it doesn't stop raining, so you've only got a couple of courts with the roofs, but everyone else is waiting. So,
I don't know whether this is a brilliant question or an awful one.
Well, it could be either, really.
I'm leaning to brilliant. So, because it's not beyond. What's the longest it's ever rained continuously in this country? I don't think it's meteorologic. I mean, it's not the Bible, is it? Keith said 40 days and 40 nights, but we're talking
well,
about SW19, not
well.
The Old Testament.
It could stop raining in the night, but the problem is the day play. So it only has to be for the days, continuous rain.
Yes, no, I mean, I grant you that. So it's feasible that there'd be an awful lot of rain. So in a way, the question is, what's the longest it could continue after the second Sunday?
Well, yeah, I just want to know, they probably think, oh, it's very unlikely to happen, but is there a plan?
Do they actually have a plan in place? Because we know they might go into the Monday or the Tuesday, but
yeah.
I can't remember that happening specifically, but I've got a fairly certain sort of feeling that it did. But is there an actual cut-off point where they just say, well, this year's tournament is going to be abandoned?
Exactly.
There must be. I mean, it's the only thing that makes sense. About whether or not it's a formal plan is what you want to know. Is there actually a contingency plan for the tournament not being completed within, say, 2.5 or 3 weeks?
Yeah, I'd love to know. I've been waiting all year till it's close enough to Wimbledon to find out.
Topical. Why do you care so much?
I don't know. I had the question last year and I don't think I got on. I tried calling and I didn't get on and I thought, well, I'm not going
to
call once the tournament's finished. No one cares anymore.
It'd be weird to do it in December, wouldn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, good for you. I like the effort and I like the forethought that you're putting into your Mystery Hour contributions. If only everyone was as conscientious as you, David, the world would be a happier place. 12:28 is the time. Contingency plans at Wimbledon. If it rains like Billy-O, and the tournament is not completed by the second Sunday, I'm fairly sure that I can remember it moving into the Monday. Would they shorten the matches? Would they extend the tournament? And is there a point at which they actually just call it off and damn the weather? I don't know, but hopefully you do. Christine is in West Runton in Norfolk. Christine, question or answer?
It's a question, James.
Carry on.
Okay, when we're born, we are born with our little fingernails, toenails.
Yes.
We're born with appropriate sized skin, which grow with us. So why is it that we have milk teeth, which are then, they all fall out and then replaced by adult teeth? Why aren't we born with small adult teeth that just grow with us like everything else?
Well, they're made of different things, Christine.
Are they? But they're teeth.
Yeah, teeth aren't made of the same stuff that your fingernails are. I think. Have you not got all your teeth in your head when you're born? What? No, I don't mean have you got all your teeth. I would never ask a lady that question. For heaven's sake, Christine, what do you take me for?
That was a bit of an unexpected question.
No, sorry. I meant generally us. Haven't we got all our teeth in our heads when we're born?
No.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure. And now I'm rethinking it. Yes, I think we have. But then, if that's the case, as it is, why the milk teeth first? Which then drop out, and then all the adult ones.
Because you'd only have room for about 4 adult-sized teeth in your little baby mouth.
Yeah, but if our fingernails were the size they are when we're adults...
Yeah, but they grow. They're made of keratin. Fingernails and hair are made of the same stuff. Teeth are made of something completely different. Teeth can't grow. Teeth can't grow.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm supremely confident that teeth can't grow.
I'm thinking back to when I was... maybe 10.
Yes.
I don't think my teeth are as big as they are now. I'm going to look at photographs. Maybe they were.
I think they were. I don't want to get personal, but I'm pretty sure your teeth have always been that size, Christine.
Yeah, they're not excessively huge.
I've got a feeling that your teeth, because your wisdom teeth only pop out, you know, some people never see their teeth at all. Yeah, so I think they're there all along. Your big teeth and your little teeth.
Yeah, it just seems a funny way to do it. It seems a bit wasteful, if you like.
I can bore for England on the evolutionary failure of teeth. I mean it. Because the idea, you know, you could die of an infected tooth not that long ago before they discovered penicillin or antibiotics or whatever it was. Bones grow, but teeth don't. 100% certain. 90% certain that they're already in your head when you're tiny. And So... I mean, when you get really old, it's a long way off for you, Christine. Then your gums might recede and your teeth will look bigger, Helen points out. But I'm pretty sure that that they come through. They're there all along. Anyway, what's the actual question?
Well, that was it. Why bother with the milk teeth, really? Why not just go with the adult teeth?
Because you wouldn't be able to fit them in your mouth.
Well, exactly. Now that I've thought it through...
Oh, this is where mystery hours at its best. You'd have about 2 molars and a single canine, wouldn't you?
You would.
You look like a gerbil. All our babies would look like gerbils, so we wouldn't look after them, and the species would die out. That's evolution, that is, Christine.
Yeah, I'll take that.
They're not bone. Teeth aren't bone. They've got enamel on them and stuff. Right, you're on. Someone else can explain it better than I have, but the fundamental answer will contain the knowledge or the fact that the big teeth are there even when the little teeth are showing.
And that's the bit I've completely forgotten.
Overlooked.
Yeah.
And before you go, have you got all your teeth, Christine?
Yes, I have. Not the wisdom teeth. They've gone.
No, fair enough. Just as well. Yeah, no, they can be an absolute horror show. 12:32 is the time. Thomas Watts has your headlines.
Experts have warned an increase in the number of children taking knives to school is being driven in part by social media. Figures seen by LBC show there were 2,300 such cases in the last full school year, up 60% in 2 years. Sir Keir Starmer has attacked Nigel Farage's spending plans, describing them as a mad experiment. He's accused Mr. Farage of promoting fantasy policies, but Reform says it's a desperate attack. Nearly 2.5 million people in England are likely to have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. An official estimate for the prevalence has been made publicly available for the first time. LBC weather, cloud and patchy rain for many places this afternoon, with some sunny spells in central and eastern parts. A high of 23 degrees.
LBC.
I've had a few. Jimmy was my first. He was gorgeous and gave me so much space. Then there was Lorenzo. He was exciting, but also reliable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams. Imagine your dream holiday made possible by comparing cheap flights on Kayak. Walking on an unspoilt goes on for miles beach on the Sardinian coast. Plunging into the splendour of an idyllic lagoon in Greece. Ah, yes. This is the life. All you have to do is actually book it. Don't holidays. Use Kayak to compare prices from hundreds of travel sites and airlines to find your dream deal.
Search Kayak and go see for yourself.
The British Red Cross is here to welcome people fleeing the conflict in Ukraine.
We're here to help people to safety when storms hit.
We're here to show anyone struggling that someone cares.
Hiya, that's a huge help.
We're here for humanity. With your support, the Red Cross has helped millions of people in the UK and 190 other countries. Search British Red Cross to support us. Together, we are the world's emergency responders.
Next time you walk their dog or feed their cat, when you pop by for a cuppa or just stop for a chat, tell your friends about pension credit. They could be missing out on an average of over £4,000 per year to boost their pension income. Pension credit also unlocks other support like help with heating costs, council tax, and a free TV licence for people over 75. Tell them to search for pension credit on gov.uk. Pension credit. Credit where credit's due. Eligibility criteria apply.
Mystery Hour on LBC with James O'Brien. Call 0345 6060973.
12:35 is the time. I'm being inundated with images of children's... God, this has got... I've gone almost as Partridge as Robert Jenrick now. I'm being inundated with pictures of children's skulls. But I am, because some of them contain three layers of teeth. So you've got the skull of a child and the teeth that would have been visible while the child was alive are there. But given that the... Forgive me, spoiler alert, all the skin has wasted away and rotted away because it's a skull from a skeleton. There's all the grown-ups over there. It's true. It's all there. The teeth are all there. It's an evolutionary nightmare, teeth. I've said it before and I'll say it again. It's not my most popular position, I grant you, or indeed my most interesting insight, but I find teeth an evolutionary nightmare. It makes no sense. Everything else has evolved much better than teeth. But stop sending me pictures of children's skulls, all right? Please. 12:36 is the time. Here are the questions that need answers. When did we start celebrating birthdays annually? We've done the cucumbers. We've done the dizziness. Why do runner beans grow in a clockwise fashion and or do they grow in an anti-clockwise fashion in the Southern Hemisphere? Why is it live a birds and live a building but not live a pool? And imagine that it rained biblically for the fortnight where Wimbledon is scheduled. Is there a contingency plan in place for calling the whole thing off, extending the tournament, or just accommodating that? What happens if it is impossible to play for most of every day or all of every day? Is there a contingency plan in place? 0345 6060 973 is the number you need. And it's 12:37, so there's plenty of time to get another question on the board as well. Elliot, I said Skellington on purpose because I thought it was charming. I know that it's skeleton, obviously, but I thought it was charming to say Skellington. I didn't realise it would pique the pedant in you. Sam's in Glasgow. Sam, question or answer?
I think I've given you a curveball by phoning from Glasgow, but hopefully the accent gives it away.
I think we know where we're going with this one.
The answer to the Liverpool question.
Yeah.
So, it's because there's two etymologies for the words that are actually not related to each other. So people see liver and liver and then assume that it's the same, comes from the same place.
Yeah.
So Liverpool... I think the original name was something like Liverpool or Liverpool, and it basically translates to pool being wetland and then liver being something like muddy. It's not the best name to come up with a city, but that's originally why...
I don't think, but that makes sense.
No, exactly. Well, so the area that's now the waterfront was very swampy, and it was covered in wetlands and bird life. So if you actually research a cormorant, it looks identical or almost identical to a live bird the image of the live bird. It is the bird of Liverpool, the live bird. But and also an answer to a question that hasn't been answered, our neighbours to the east of us used to call it Liverpuddle as an insult, which is why we're called Liverpudlians as opposed to Liverpolitans.
Liverpolitans is nice. We should try and get that trending. What's the etymology of the bird then?
So
lither with a TH would be liver, Liverpool, Liverpool, the pool of liver, liver, lither.
Yeah. So if you look at the bird or an image of the live bird, it's always got something in its mouth. Now, more modern pictures of the live bird will have it with an olive branch, which you can imagine where that comes from. Mm. Comes from, you know, the peace dove. You know, they've added that in to, you know, I guess it kind of add to the mystery of it. But all the original birds, I think the statues on the live birds are the same. They have leaves in their mouth, which is seaweed.
Yeah.
Now, what's seaweed in Welsh?
Oh, lava cake.
Yeah.
Lava.
So that's lava, where it, lava. So that's...
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah.
Qualifications?
I'm from Liverpool and I'm quite sad. And look up
it's not
things.
Sad at all. It's not sad at all. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the original.
It's two different etymologies. It's not that one that they did used to be the same. And the liver building is named after the liver birds, I think.
Yeah, exactly, because it's got the two birds on it. Oh. One's called I'm going to forget their names. One's called Betty, another one's called something else. And one's looking into the out to the city, and she's female, guiding in the ships like it's children. And then the male's looking into the city to see when the pubs are open.
A round of applause for Sam. The Scouse Glaswegian. 12:40 is the time. Thank you, mate. I love that. Jordan's in Canary Wharf. Jordan, question or answer?
I have a question, please, James.
Carry on, Jordan.
Why are most, I think it's most, public bathrooms push to open
to get in? Yeah.
But you have to pull the handle to leave. I feel like from a hygiene point of view, if it was reversed, you could pull the handle to enter. But once you've been to the toilet, washed your hands, you only have to push the door. You don't have to grab the handle. Because obviously some people don't wash their hands after they go.
Well, I think it's... I mean, it's not specific to facilities. It's a question that's relevant to all doors. And if it opened outward, then you'd smack someone in the face without them being able to know when you were on your way out of the carsy.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah, like that? I mean, it's obviously true.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
And on a cubicle-by-cubicle basis, the same is even truer, isn't it? Because you're standing outside waiting for a cubicle to become free, and it's a bit crowded in there, and someone pushes open the door, and you get hit in the face. Also, you need to be able to kick it in case someone's hiding in there. Some ne'er-do-well is hiding in there, having a smoke or something. You've got to be able to kick in the door.
No, that's a good point. So I suppose you couldn't have doors that swing both ways either, could you? Because you'd still have the same issue.
You'd have exactly the same problem, which is why kitchens that do have doors that swing both ways are so disciplined with which way you're supposed to go and which one you're supposed to go through with waiting staff. Well, you could have a window in it, but you probably wouldn't want a window in your toilet door.
Yeah.
For reasons that I don't need to say. So there you go. That's a classic answer, I think, to a decent question.
Oh, thank you very much. Oh,
thank you very much. Round of applause for me too this week. Some weeks back in the day, I used to do all of them. I used to have a crack at all of them. And I'd award myself rounds of applause like they were going out of fashion, but not anymore because I'm a lot more modest these days. Thank you, Jordan. Steve's in Menorca. Steve, question or answer?
Yes.
What?
It's a question, sorry. It's a question.
That's all right. Carry on, Steve.
Okay, so why is it, or can you explain to me why only cousins seem to be non-gender specific? So you have sons and daughters, you have aunts and uncles, stepdads, stepmoms, mums, dads, they're all gender specific.
Nephews, nieces.
Why are cousins the only one that I can think of that aren't gender specific? And I think the live bird, the gentleman before, I think the other name was Bertie.
Was it Betty and Bertie?
I think so.
That's nice, isn't it?
As a scouser in Menorca on holiday, I think I'll point that out with you.
Big fan of people who listen to Mystery Hour on holiday. I can think of nothing finer.
It's too hot to be walking around, to be fair. I don't want to ruin your day, but it's 31 degrees. So
I'm not jealous at all. I played tennis yesterday. No. It was quite hot enough for me. I'm not built for 31-degree weather, Steve.
Nor am I.
The Irish...
Northern European ginger lad, mate.
I'm not far behind you. I tell you, it's the Irish in me. Doesn't got nothing to do. Well, lovely to keep your company on your hollybobs.
There we go.
Why, all right. So cousins. It'll be a derivation question, a bit like the Liverpool question. Why do cousins not have a gender specific? You don't say, oh, he's my cousin. Oh, boy or girl. You don't say it's my niece, boy or girl. So there it is. I like it. 03456060973. Cousins, Wimbledon. Runner beans and birthdays. Sounds like a poet. Cousins, Wimbledon, run at beans and butters. I did the teeth, I think, didn't I? I gave myself a round of applause. Oh, no, I didn't. Was it Christine's question in West Runton? Well, lovely part of the world, West Runton. I don't know if you know it. It's in between Cromer and another North Norfolk seaside town. It'd be in between Cromer and not Fakenham. What's the one I'm thinking of? Not Lynn. Lynn's miles away. But anyway, it's on that coast near Cromer, a beautiful part of the world. The teeth, the question about teeth, I think we answered it. I think actually the pictures have answered it. The pictures of skulls with lots of thingamies. Pardon? No, I don't take answers by text, but pictures I don't think we can do on the radio, can we? There's a challenge. It's 12:45.
Coming up at 1 on LBC, Sheila Fogarty.
Serious versus unserious, governing versus protesting. That is the dividing line that one commentator says Keir Starmer should use against Nigel Farage. Is he right?
Sheila Fogarty on LBC.
With Lidl Plus Fruity Super Spin, simply shop and spin to win a free fresh fruit coupon with every shop. Download the Lidl Plus app to get by switching to the Retail Industry Awards Fresh Produce Retailer of the Year. 18 plus GB residents, various prizes available, subject to availability. Ends 4th of the 6th, 25. Full T's and C's apply. See lidl.co.uk/spin.
Looking for a fun-filled day out this spring? The O2 has it all. Catch the latest blockbuster at Cineworld or challenge your friends with interactive football at Toca Social. Take on darts, mini-golf and more at Boom Battle Bar. Get active with a game of paddle tennis, climb to new heights or take flight with an indoor skydive at iFly. Feeling hungry? Choose from over 30 bars and restaurants and discover flavours from around the world. Search Do More at the O2 to start planning your perfect day.
When you smiling.
Banning Dental Group Clinics. With over 5,000 top-rated Google reviews. Keep on smiling.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. My Claim Group is working hard to help. So, even if you've forgotten your details, make sure you check. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Amazon offers employees up to £8,000 for education and training. Like Juliet. She's now a trained technician. And to her, the sound of machinery in need of repair reminds her of how far she's come. In 2 years, she's landed her dream job, providing her with valuable skills. That's up to £8,000 for education and training at Amazon. Eligibility conditions apply.
It's your home, darling. Let's make it fabulous. High scoring isn't my forte, but there's no arguing with Trustpilot ratings. Shutterly Fabulous have an expert team of fitters who specialise in one thing, simply gorgeous window shutters. Made to measure, hand finished and expertly installed. Make your home Shutterly Fabulous. So don't give up, darling. Book a free consultation with our expert shutter fitters today.
Mystery Hour with James O'Brien. This is LBC.
It's 12:47 and Mystery Hour is upon us. Right, it's nearly over, but there's still room for you to go here on the questions of what happens if Wimbledon can't be completed because of the weather? What is the contingency plan? Why do cousins... Look, you can say siblings, actually. Siblings doesn't have a gender-specific, does it? But it's different because you would say brother and sister. So you can break siblings down into genders. You can't break cousins down unless you say boy cousin and girl cousin. They don't have their own word that conveys gender. I've posted a picture of... This is going to sound a bit weird if you're just tuning in. I've posted a picture of a child's skull on Blue Sky, which shows both layers. So, I mean, it's actually pretty weird to see, is the short answer, or the long answer, I don't know which, but you've got the baby teeth. This is Christine's question about teeth. You can see the baby teeth, which would have been visible when the child was alive, and then you've got this weird, like, bank of big teeth that would only have pushed through. It is indeed terrifying. I don't look at it if you're a bit, you know, fragile, if you're easily spooked, because I can't believe I've never seen it before, presumably because usually the teeth disappear. In a skull, the bone will remain, but the teeth won't. So somehow the teeth have remained here, and you can see the milk teeth I don't know why I'm pointing at my own face when I do this. You can't see me. But if you go on my Blue Sky account, you can see the skull that I'm referring to. So they'll be replaced automatically later with permanent teeth. And that does answer Christine's question, but it's not in a way that I could do with words. Why is that so scary? The producer wants to know. I don't know. I think skulls are quite scary anyway. And they remind us of death, obviously. But also, it challenges some subconscious preconceptions about teeth. No one walks around as a child realizing that they've got a head full of grown-up teeth. And if you can be, you know, if you can be ignorant of that kind of thing, what else are we ignorant of? So I would say not only does it remind us of the impermanence of life, but it also reminds us of how little we know about our own existence. So there's a philosophical heft as well as an anatomical one. Anyway, have a look at it because it is really horrible. 12:50 is the time. Lawrence is in Barnsley. Lawrence, question or answer?
Question, James.
Carry on.
When you buy a bottle of whiskey on the continent,
yeah,
a standard bottle like you buy in this country,
yeah,
invariably there is a plastic stopper in the neck that restricts the flow of the liquid coming out of the bottle. Why is that only available on the continent and not in this country?
That's a very interesting question, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, because you mean spirits. Really, all spirits,
yeah,
have
bottles of whiskey, gin, brandy, whatever. And invariably, even if you buy a bottle to bring home with you, when you get it home and you take the top off, there's this plastic flow restrictor in the neck of the bottle.
I like it.
I just wonder why obviously in this country, we don't use them in this country, because I don't know whether it's something to do with the measures that, you know, is it because the government take, is it to do with taxes?
I don't see how it could be, because if you're in a pub, they're going to use the optics anyway, aren't they?
And yes,
I don't know if they have, do they have optics in continental bars, or do they...
I've never seen one, because invariably, when you go and you ask for a gin and tonic or a whiskey, you know, you see the way to turn the bottle upside down and shake it, and it... You know,
and pulls
you
it
seem to get a lot more, whether you are or not, I don't know.
No, I'd like this question. I'm trying to think. What I'm doing now, Lawrence, is I'm keeping you talking while I try and work out in my head. It's like I'm doing two things at once, what the answer might be. Is it that they use mixers more? I mean, it's nice because you can lift it. Do you know what I mean? You can sort of make a bit more of a production out
of
it.
Yes, it does. Yes. Whether it encourages you to drink less or not, I don't know.
Well, it probably does. It comes out more slowly. It's called free pouring, isn't it? So you free pour. But why doesn't it happen here? It happens everywhere else except here.
Yes.
I like that question. Thank you, Lawrence.
James, thank you very much indeed.
Mind how you go. Why are we the only country that doesn't free pour? 0345 606 0973 is the number you need. I hope we get a chance to squeeze in an answer on that one. We've got teeth and now we've got spirits in Europe. Thank you, Lawrence. It is 12:52 and Israel is in Peckham. Israel, question or answer?
Answer, please, Mr. James. Great to hear from you. Yeah. So it's about the birthdays.
Yes.
Okay, so the earliest, in terms of written history, the earliest documentations we have go back to ancient Egypt, round about 3000 BC. They still have inscripted on one of the walls of Ramesses the Great, Ramesses II, where his birthday was marked. And obviously the people in the community, in the society, would obviously celebrate that. Birthdays were originally for kings.
Oh.
Originally, to be quite honest, they were actually for deities. So it was a form of worship. That's why if you go to most of the old ancient temples, you find that they're always situated around the, you know, summer solstice and stuff like that, and, you know, orbits of the sun. And then it got onto the pharaohs, the kings. So the oldest one we have is ancient Egypt. Then you have the Babylonians also participating. And then it went into Greece and then Rome and then so on and so forth. The early Christians were actually against celebrating birthdays, but because it tied in again with the concept of deity and Jesus Christ being born, then they later then accepted it. But early Christianity actually rejected it. But there's actually older evidence that shows that older cultures, such as the Dogon in West Africa, the Yoruba in West Africa, South Africa, where they have celebrations which are, again, tied in with deity, connected with maybe a particular time of the year. Yeah.
So it's about the ability to track time, isn't it? So if using the solstice, before people could read and write, the solstice would give you a seasonal regularity almost.
Exactly. And they were very much into astrology, astronomy, and those were the, you know, so it was all about time, basically. So I believe in the Museum of Belgium, there's a bone there known as the Ishango bone, which dates back something like 20,000, 30,000 years. And on there, it's got inscriptions of markings of, they believe it's the oldest calculator or calendar, and they were using it to mark time. So they were very much aware And still to this day, if you go amongst the Yoruba or the Dogon, they have certain celebrations which are, you know, yearly or every 10 years, and they're very different. Much on point.
Yeah. Qualifications? Yeah.
I'm an astrologer. You need to come for your reading.
One day.
You said you were going to come for one about 7 years ago.
I got lost. I got lost. Didn't you see that coming? One day, Israel. One day. I know I'm not in Peckham very often, but I'll dig you out when I'm there.
Don't worry. We'll bring the mountain to you, basically.
There it is. There it is. Another round of applause for Israel. What a lovely answer. I remember that. 12:55 is the time. Thank you. Ramin is in Gisborough. Ramin, question or answer?
Yes, James. Big fan. I won't take long. You already answered it pretty much, but it's the cucumber question.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, English cucumbers have a lot thinner skin than cucumbers in other countries, which exacerbates what you were saying about dehydration.
Oh, dear. Why would that be? Because they're all grown in glasshouses rather than outdoors?
No, no idea. It might just be the variety. But if you notice, in a lot of countries as well, they peel the cucumbers because it can be a bit tough and bitter, whereas we don't.
Well, we do sometimes. Depends on the recipe.
If you compare it, though.
No, generally you don't, because you get the really knobbly, thick green skin, don't you, on some cucumbers. Well, I don't know what I'm supposed to do now. Are you expecting a round of applause?
Well, no, I was just adding a little finesse. I'm a big fan. I was kind of got it because you answered the question anyway.
No, you get a round of applause. You get a round of applause for deploying finesse, both in actuality and verbally.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, thank you. It's a great one. Free pouring is illegal, apparently, and there's a few ideas on the bottles, but why do you have the little taps on the bottles in continental Europe but not here? Thank you, Ramin. James is in Brittany. That's the second caller from France today. What a truly international show we are. James, question or answer?
It's an answer on the cousins question.
Carry on.
Right, OK, so most of all of our words basically come from different language, either Anglo-Saxon German roots or French roots. And so we have like Tochter, Bruder, Tochter, Brother, Sister. We have Oncle, Tante from the French, Uncle, Aunt. And our word cousin comes from the French word cousin.
Cousin.
But the French word has an extra feminine. E if it's referring
cousine.
To a female cousin, cousin, cousine.
Cousine.
But in English, when, you know, and obviously the sound has changed over the years, so we have,
we've just dropped
cousin,
it.
But we can't really say cousin and cousine, cousine, you know. So I think
cousine,
that that's
cousine,
what it is.
It's cousine, cousine, begin.
Cousin, cousine.
I say tomato, you say tomato. I like
Let's
this.
Call the whole thing off.
Let's call the whole thing off. Qualifications?
I'm former French teacher, teaching English as well in France in the past. And just interested in
Wordsmith.
Language and
Wordsmith.
It's history.
I love it. Have a round of applause.
Thank you.
Do they call you James in France, or do they call you Jacques?
No, I hate that.
Well, I was only asking. Sorry.
No, I don't mind when you re-pronounce a name. I mean, I've got a friend here called James that they call Jam.
Yes.
Or you could have Louis or Louis.
Sure.
But when you say Thrones that someone late. Called Pierre, Peter is called Pierre.
Yeah.
Or that.
No, you're right.
Really
now I come
me.
To think. So what do they call you?
Lots of things. James. James.
So my great friends call me James.
They probably would.
James. James. I love that. Did I give him a round of applause? Yes, you've already had it.
Give me another one.
Israel. Israel gets the board game in Peckham, and that is it for today, and indeed for a fortnight, because I'm not here next week, which means that there won't be another mystery hour for 2 weeks. If you missed any of today's show, you can listen back on Catch Up on both, I'm here tomorrow though, don't panic, on both Global Player and the LBC app, where you can stay up to date on all the top stories and opinion. You can put your news categories in the order you want, you can pause and rewind live radio, and you can listen to a dizzying range of podcasts. Download the official LBC app for free from your app store now. Ben Kentish in for Tom Swarbrick this week, which means Simon Marks is in for Ben Kentish. But either way, Sheila Fogarty's here now.
I'm here for myself. Thank you for and for everybody else.
Yeah, thanks, me, myself, James. And I.
Me, myself, et moi. At three today, this story has astounded me. Two police officers have been cleared of assault charges after pepper spraying and batoning a 92-year-old wheelchair-using amputee who was brandishing a knife, serious matter, in a care home. All of it took place within 90 seconds of the police walking through the door. The man was suffering from delirium. Surely there were alternatives to what they did. At two, LBC reveals the scale of knives in schools and what it's doing to our kids. Not a pretty picture at all, I should warn you. But I want to start with Keir Starmer's speech, particularly the comments about Nigel Farage. Is one commentator right when they say he needs